Last week, Governor Rick Snyder signed Michigan's fiscal year 2016 budget. The $54 billion plan includes a one-time injection of $400 million for road repairs. House Republicans have approved a long-term $1 billion road funding plan. GOP senators are still working on their proposal. Against this political backdrop, researchers at Michigan State University are trying to create a stronger asphalt that will help our roads last longer. They're developing a blend that's already showing early signs of promise, and current state's Kevin Lavery visited a lab to learn more. So what's the recipe for better roads, Kevin?
Well, Mark, if I knew that, I would be sitting back earning my royalties on my breakthrough invention. But I can tell you what Dr. Emin Kutay is working on. He is an assistant professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at MSU. He and his team are experimenting with old scrap tires. They've been doing this for several years. Tests indicate that when you grind up rubber from old tires and mix it into the asphalt as sort of a powder, it can prevent or at least slow road deterioration caused by traffic and weather. And Dr. Kutay calls this substance crumb rubber.
Crumb rubber is made out of scrap tire rubber. Scrap tires that are extracted from vehicles, they are processed into small little powder-like particles. The metal from those tires and the fibers, they are removed, and in a sense pure rubber is extracted, and that rubber is called crumb rubber.
And we have no shortage of scrap tires in Michigan, the automotive capital of the world, but they are an environmental hazard if not disposed of properly.
That's absolutely right, and that's where we come in. Michigan Department of Environmental Quality has this program called Scrap Tire Market Development Grant. About 4 or 5 years ago or so, we started applying for that grant to find best ways of putting crumb rubber, that powdered rubber, into asphalt pavements to hopefully kill two birds with one stone, both to get rid of the scrap tires and also to improve the roadways. My past research and also literature also showed that if done properly, crumb rubber modified asphalt pavements last longer than typical asphalt pavements, but the key is if done properly.
Let's back up just a little bit. Asphalt, of course, is a petroleum form. It's very viscous, so it's like a jelly, and it's mixed with components that are called aggregates, that's rocks and gravel and that sort of thing, to make asphalt. So what types of aggregates do we normally find in Michigan that make for good roads?
Typically, what we have been testing in this lab are gravel, and limestone is also used. As you said, asphalt binder, what we call binder, is a viscous material, and it has a very low viscosity at high temperatures, and viscosity increases rapidly as the temperature goes down. So at high temperatures, low viscosity may lead to soft asphalt. When we have a soft asphalt, one of the problems is what we call rutting. Rutting is the permanent deformation along the wheel path. So we typically want asphalt mixtures to be relatively stiff at high temperatures. And crumb rubber particles themselves are a little bit stiffer than the viscous asphalt at high temperatures. So that actually provides an additional stiffness. So that is typically good for rutting. And at low temperatures, it's the opposite. So at low temperatures, the stiffness of the binder, asphalt binder, is really high. The viscosity goes really high and stiffness goes up, but the rubber stiffness remains the same. So it's the opposite. So rubber becomes softer at low temperatures. And low temperatures, the problem is the cracking. And typically soft asphalt material is more flexible and more resistant to cracking.
Okay, so if we can commercialize the use of crumb rubber technology, it's going to maintain its properties, it's going to resist rutting and cracking whether it's hot or cold.
Yes, that's true. There are several different technologies. One of the technologies is called wet process. Wet process is the rubber is mixed with the asphalt binder at the asphalt plant. It's pre-blended with the binder, reacted with the binder, and creates like a gel-like material. So it rubber absorbs some of the light fractions of the asphalt. It becomes swollen, and it creates a link between the rubber and the asphalt. And that kind of material has been proven to be quite effective throughout the country. One of the issues with wet process is initial cost is relatively expensive in Michigan because of the fact that asphalt plants need a specialized equipment, and they do not have that specialized equipment because there was no market. There was no market for crumb rubber modified asphalt, so they did not buy it. So it's kind of a chicken and egg problem. They wouldn't buy it unless there's a market. There's a chicken and egg problem right now. So the wet process, even though it has been a good method, it hasn't been successfully used in Michigan. So there are several different technologies that we are evaluating in Michigan in lieu of the wet process, because wet process is expensive in Michigan.
We're talking with Dr. Emin Kutay, who is an associate professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Michigan State University. Is there something in your lab you can show me that demonstrates your work?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go this way, this is how where we make the asphalt samples. And this is an crumb rubber modified asphalt sample, actually. This is about, if you can touch it, you can kind of feel little crumb rubber particles on the surface.
And yes, I can feel that.
And then if I show you another one without particles, so it's difficult to see the difference, but if you feel with your hand, see, this is much smoother and there are no particles on the surface, and this does have particles sticking out a little bit. When you look at them, they don't look very different, but when you test them, obviously you see the difference.
As I understand, Dr. Kutay, there are a handful of roads in mid-Michigan, in this community, in which you have already placed some samples of this crumb rubber material. Where are those places? When was that installed? Are we seeing any results yet?
Yes, the first test section we built was at Waverly Road, between Jolly Road and I-96. There's about a mile of test section there. The second test section is on Hazlett Road, between Park Lake Road and Okemos Road. That's also about a mile. That was built in 2012. Third test section we have is the Cornell Road between Grand River Avenue and the Hazlett Road. That's a new technology, actually, we developed here in our lab. It's called hybrid crumb rubber modified.
Well, a couple of these roads are not far from where I live. So if I took a test drive on these roads you're talking about, am I going to feel any type of difference?
It's kind of too early to see a big difference at the moment. It has been, you know, at least they haven't prematurely deteriorated very, very much. So we do see some cracking in both of the sections. That is not necessarily related to the materials. It's related to what was underneath. There was an old concrete underneath, and that started creating some reflective cracks in both sides, both control and the crumb rubber sections. Hopefully we'll be seeing much better answers in the future, 5-6 years from now, hopefully.
My takeaway from that statement then is politicians and the public don't necessarily have a lot of patience in waiting for good roads, but as an engineer, as a scientist, you have to have patience. You have to let the process take hold.
That's true. And some of these may fail. And the failure is not necessarily the failure of the material itself. We are trying to test the material, we're trying to introduce a new material. But there are lots of things that go on during construction. There could be a lot of other problems. There could be problems of segregation. There could be problems of during construction non-uniformity, and there could be problems of base upgrade. So there are many, many things that go on. So even if some of those roads fail, or even if some of those roads do not show the superior performance of crumb rubber, that's not to say that that's the end of it. And there are many other. We are, as MSU, one of the recipients of this grant, but there are many other test sections throughout the state that are built by different counties and receiving the same kind of grant. So it's very good that those sections are also available and for public to see. So my take on this is hopefully some of these sections will perform the best. And again, this is a research We are trying to find which technology is best for Michigan. So we are trying different technologies. Some technologies may work good, okay. Some technologies may work really well. So that's what we are trying to answer. So I wouldn't judge based on just looking at one test section, and we are trying to look at the multiple test sections and see what happens.
So I'm understanding this to mean that there is a possible, we'll be tentative here, solution on the way, but it's going to take time. And all this debate we have about roads and spending and materials will continue. We just need some patience.
That's right. That's right.
Dr. Eamon Kutai, an associate professor of civil and environmental engineering at Michigan State University. We've been talking about his ongoing research funded by a grant from the state of Michigan into improving our asphalt blends for our roadways. Dr. Kutai, thank you for explaining all this to me today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thanks.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.